com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us if you do, and if you don't. Or check me out, Bradley Dean, double E Bradley Dean on Facebook as well. Or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Friends, what's going to come up right after the letter of indictment, I'm going to talk. We had a caller yesterday. And was he calling from Texas? One that was talking about... I was talking about the lottery and covetousness.
That was Ohio.
Was it? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think you're right. Is it Ohio? You know, we had a caller.
It was somewhere in the 50 states. Notice I said 50.
Oh, I thought it was 57, man. 50. I gotta shut that
50.
White House monitor off.
50.
Sorry about that. But anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to show you the crimes of them that love the money. Mm-hmm. And they loved Powerball, too. And they won. But what was the fallout after they got what they were looking for?
What's the fruit of that?
They weren't looking for what they got, rest assured. I'll read that off before the end of the show. So here's a letter of indictment. This is, by the way, this is our newsletter that went out on WND on Thursday. Now it's across the United States and more. And go ahead, Jake.
Great tech start on this, folks. It says, got a picture of Bradley doing the prayer at the state capitol. And again, we put it on Facebook there, that prayer that rocked the Capitol, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. But this is the text art. Share it with as many folks as you can. And as Bradley goes through it, this is what's attached to it. The front, homosexual marriage.
Yep.
The end, school children.
Yep.
A preacher friend reminded me where the state of Minnesota just put themselves after implementing homosexual marriage. Quote, throw rocks at God and you will learn how gravity works. Unquote.
Check this out.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is that it changes the paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who are brave and will go out into the society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook of that everything's going downhill and all we can do is just wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty Radio is one that addresses the issues that are going on in society and takes them as a paradigm of hope. And I think that that's more in line with what the Bible says, how we should react to people and corruption than just putting our heads in the sand and giving way to fear. So I just love Sons of Liberty Radio because it has the paradigm of hope rather than fear.
Amen. Well, and you know what? The fear is the fear of the Lord. A filial fear is a son or a daughter to their father, right? Not diabolical. I've shared this several times. But he's right. You mean, so the church is actually supposed to take ground, Psalm 78?
I believe so. I mean, that's what I get out of that song.
I mean, you mean God's not like raising up an army to rapture them out right before the battle begins?
Come, Lord Jesus.
As a matter of fact, Scripture contradicts that because if you remember right, when Moses delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, the first thing the Lord said to him, listen, you're not going to go the short way, you're going to go the long way.
Yeah.
Peradventure they see war. In other words, I'm going to teach them and I'm going to see what's in their heart as to how to obtain the promises of the Most High God, which was the milk and the honey, the best of the land.
Yes, it was.
Well, that's interesting. So we're not supposed to capitulate? But we hear this all day long. Oh, you know, we get to hear these whacks out there.
That's just the way it is.
You know, there's really nothing we can do about it.
You know, the Bible says this will happen end times.
I guess the new colors of the American people are pink, red, yellow, and blue, and orange, and red.
I wrote a book about it.
Rather than red, white, and blue,
so
and these
power.
Colors don't run.
Isn't that amazing how that works?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just me, but when I look into history, it's like, no, we had the baddest God-fearing men known
how did we get America?
On the planet, and that's why we're called the light of the world. Look to the Amen. Statue of Liberty, friends.
Amen.
Enlightening the world.
Still doing it.
A letter of indictment. The front, homosexual marriage, the end, school children. Just look to Canada, my friends, because this is what they just unlawfully implemented in the state of Minnesota, and it's on. It is on. This last week, Governor Mark Dayton labeled one of America's worst senators by Time magazine, signed homosexual marriage legislation into unlaw after the unlawful House and Senate approved it. They approved an unlawful act, friends. In concert, the branches of the Minnesota government have proven themselves to be in defiance against the laws of nature and nature's God, as found in the Declaration of Independence, the very bedrock of our foundation's, friends. In the Minnesota Supreme Court chambers, a huge mural of Moses awaiting the divine law of God testifies to their faces that they are incompetent to serve we the people. As a matter of fact, when you turn around from that mural and walk out, you know what it says right above the door? Mm-hmm. It says, where the law ends, tyranny begins. Man, they're telling on themselves.
Sure are.
So right they're incompetent to serve we the people. It's also important to note that the chronological history of what took place before this immoral, unconstitutional, unethical, and unlawful bill was signed. On May 20th, 2011, I was invited to deliver the opening prayer at the Minnesota House session, and unbeknownst to me at the time, the Minnesota House was planning to vote on a constitutional ban on homosexual marriage. Yes, they had to go that far, friends. Much like the 32 states that have already voted down homosexual marriage. The Capitol was packed with supporters and protesters of the ban, and the media coverage was heavy on the subject. 1 week before my prayer, Rachel Maddow reported for the second time on my ministry, friends. Not one time, but two times, MSNBC and Rachel Maddow actually came after me. Defamatorily stating that I was calling for the execution of homosexuals, when in fact I was mentioning that the Muslims were in Washington, D.C., advocating the execution of homosexuals through Sharia law. She has since been sued for $50 million by me and my organization. The day of the prayer, the Star and Tribune and other outlets picked up Rachel Maddow's false reporting, and they knew it to be false. And even though my prayer made no mention of homosexuality, then Speaker of the House Kurt Zellers, a corrupt Republican who has since lost his position, jumped sides of the fence publicly by denouncing me in agreement with the media's slanderous reporting. And isn't it interesting? We did a little homework on the corrupt digging. Kurt Zellers, and we couldn't find anything wrong in the media with corrupt Kurt Zellers.
He must have a good relationship with those
guys. It's Kurt Zellers, friends. Of course, I'm having a little fun with this. And it was clear that the media had pushed an agenda no matter what the facts were. Case in point, Heather, jump in real quick with me, please. Yep. Halfway through my letter, the indictment towards the state of Minnesota. Can you tell me what those reps had just shared with you when you went down there the day Mark Dayton passed an unlawful bill?
That one of the representatives there in her district had won by 54%. And she said that when she was door knocking and letting people know who she was very clear on what she stood for, that she stood for marriage between a man and a woman. And she thought that it was odd, though, when after she found out that she won by 54%, that the ban on gay marriage or homosexual marriage in her district was only 40%. Only 40% of people voted to ban it. So she went back afterwards and started doing surveys with her constituents, mm-hmm. and said they were told by the people who were running the Vote No campaign, I believe is who the organization was, that they were lied to about what the talking points were of what homosexual marriage was all about.
Everything about the homosexual agenda, friends, false premise.
That's right.
Every single move they've made, false premise. See why they attack?
Taking this.
Hey, Heather, exactly what did she also say, that there's a clear agenda going on in the Capitol in the state of Minnesota? Is that what she said, quick?
Yes, absolutely. She said the media will come up with it, and then they'll start pushing it in the Capitol.
Ah, we need to deal with that,
or
don't we?
Versa.
Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I love the Sons of Liberty show. I'm glad to hear the take from a couple of constitutional scholars, patriotic Americans, rather than internationalist subversive talking heads.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Call 1-866-233-0747.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The only radio station in America and in 52 countries where the listeners actually have a can of hairspray on hands in a mirror.
Yes. I see them hanging from the monkey bars upside down, spraying their naps.
Their naps.
Yeah, isn't that
the blue hairs do it too?
Oh yeah.
Have you ever seen a rocker
that.
Blue hair?
Yes.
Yes. Pretty bizarre. Okay.
I've seen one guy who was like about two. He's probably in his 60s, I think, maybe even 70s. About two. About 280. I mean, he was pressing three bills, and he was up in the front when the band was playing, and when he jumped, his feet left the ground.
JunkyardProfit.com, yep. JunkyardProfit.com.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Talking about the letter of indictment, and just right before the break, we brought Heather up there really quick. But Heather, I want you to jump on real quick. Can you tell me what that rep said, that representative in the state of Minnesota said about Minneapolis Star Tribune and the agenda? She said there's a clear agenda going on here. Can you explain that for us, please?
She said that there were topics that will be brought up either in the legislature, and then all of a sudden the Star Tribune will start picking up on it and just pushing that agenda. She said, she literally said the word, there is a clear agenda going on here, or vice versa.
In the state of Minnesota, friends.
Yes.
Yes.
The Star Tribune.
So we know where it's coming from. So those that are advocating the lie, what we need to do is we need to begin to look behind the curtain there as well. Because the state-run media in the state of Minnesota is sick.
Yeah.
I mean, they're over
very
the top sick. Ask no questions, just report, and then say, oops, sorry about that, if you get a sorry out of it. So what you do is you just hire your attorney, and he goes after him. Because that's what basically...
That's what attorneys are for, right?
Well, and then what they do, some of these organizations, they even have the audacity to go after the attorney, and what happens then? I guess they get sued by the attorney. And
I've heard of that.
Matter of fact, I think that's happening right now. Yeah. But we tried to tell them.
Yeah.
You want to play a fight, you're going to get burned. Yeah.
Always give them the opportunity.
Yes. To tell the truth. I don't care. Hey, listen, if I said it and it's the truth, then put it out there.
That's right.
But don't take it and misconstrue what I say by omitting 1 minute of my portion of my radio program in any sense of the word and then try to make it like opposite of what I said. You know what I said.
Not in a country where slander and defamation are against the law.
You mean so it's, you don't have the freedom of speech to go ahead and walk into a theater and cry fire?
That's not freedom.
Oh. Or,
that's
mean,
crime.
You mean it's not like freedom of speech to just go out there and put a jihad on someone's life?
Nope. That's crime as well.
Okay.
Criminal activity.
A letter of indictment towards the state of Minnesota. The media flocked around to interview me after my prayer that rocked the Capitol in Minnesota last year. Excuse me. And while I was preparing for a press conference, I was approached by some diplomats, such as a man by the name of, well, a senator, Paul Gazelka. I don't want to call him a man. But Senator Paul Gazelka, who begged me not to talk to the media. Afraid that I, if I did so, that the measure would not pass. But in fact, friends, it did pass. The president of the Minnesota Family Council, listen carefully, told me they would have to distance themselves from me due to the fact that they felt that they had all in hand and that my prayer was such an offense. Can you pull up my prayer too, by the way?
Yeah.
These diplomats thought the route of delicacy would win over radicals who were determined to silence religious freedom and implement a radical homosexual agenda.
Hug the radicals. They'll
hugs.
Change.
Hugs
hug
and kisses.
Them.
Hugs and kisses.
Pray for them.
Hugs and kisses.
Buy them donuts. Take them out for dinner. They'll
kiss
change, us. I promise.
Kiss yours, Johnny.
Take a, have you taken a radical out for dinner recently?
No, but
have
I,
you hugged
know,
one?
I do want to say that I tried to.
Mm.
I did. I tried to take him out to coffee. I tried to take him out for lunch. But, you know, the only thing that I wanted, let's put it this way. The route they wanted to take was shout and shoot. Shout and shoot. Shout and shoot. We don't care what the facts are. Shout and shoot. In a lot of cases, like the LGBT and these other organizations, mm-hmm. there's no phone number to actually try to get a hold of them. Isn't that amazing? But yet they're getting their way in the state of Minnesota here. Isn't that something? Can you guess what is included in this portion of this bill that they passed? Friends, that's right. Anti-bullying policies, which, by the way, GLSEN said it was nothing more than the reaffirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, they're telling on themselves. Including gender identity and sexual orientation. I obtained a copy of this bill, and under this act, there will be an attempt for schools to be revolutionized to normalize yep. homosexuality, and anyone who disagrees with sexually deviant behavior right. will be punished. Really? It's not law that's punishing them, friends. Nope. It's tyranny. This includes students' behavior on, listen carefully, or off campus before, during, and or after school hours. Mm-hmm. Who in the stink do you think you are? That is the voice of that is
that's out of control.
Oh my gosh. And friends, they're the victims.
Of course.
They're yeah. the victims.
As they seek to control.
They're creating
every
victims, friends. All the staff and school volunteers will be forced to undergo annual training to ensure a safe environment for, let's put it plainly, friends, LGBT students. And by the way, the LGBT students are only being used.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about them
That's
either.
Right.
It's not about homosexual marriage. It's not about the gays. No, mm-hmm. it's about Sharia law. Just ask Curious George.
That's right.
He'll tell you. Just look at this fruit, though.
Well, let me be clear.
Because the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, my friends, when looking at this administration. The state is attempting to take full control of the beliefs of the children of Minnesota, which is a United Nations global agenda. Now we can bring in Bush. Huh. Who's responsible for the UN?
Kick those
Who's responsible
doors open.
For the League of Nations, friends? During an interview on my radio broadcast this week, sonsoflibertyradio.com, a former senator from Minnesota, Gretchen Hoffman, who now lives in North Dakota, told us that pedophile groups such as NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association, will be asking for permission to lower the age of consent for sexual intercourse. See, they're trying to normalize the crimes. And what's over the top of these pedophiles and these pederasts, my friends?
Judgment.
Mm-hmm. Judgment to their own demise. The sink ships. And all the good people that sat there and remained silent in the face of evil is evil itself, silent good people. You're on that boat too. You let the little leaven the whole lump. You let the foxes spoil the vine. And why are we on the radio talking about this? Because the American people stand down and they let it happen. That's why.
I want to bring up a point to that.
Please!
We've got now, of course, she brings up the fact that NAMBLA is coming, the pederasts.
Hey, you know what? Let NAMBLA come.
That's right.
Let NAMBLA come.
Let them see what happens when natural law takes effect.
That's exactly
because
right.
Because man's law has refused to protect our kids.
Yep.
Now, what's happening today at the Capitol? I just got this on Facebook.
Okay.
There is a protest against, guess what?
Huh.
You bring up public schools, how when the kid is at school, away from school, in his bedroom, at his house, he can't be bullying. and that the teachers need. Okay, because that's the public. This government schools are controlled by the state. The state has now normalized homosexual marriage. Both houses
attempted to.
That's right. So now you have, they're going after what now? Child care. They want to unionize child care. Why? Could that be because there's some type of centralized power then with the state to be able to dictate what goes on in daycares?
Daycare's not that bad. Heather, you used to work at a daycare. It can't be that bad. I mean, that's a safe environment to put your children.
Yeah, right.
Especially with the state in charge.
Yeah, so remember those experiences that you had in daycare?
Tell us about daycare.
Can you share a couple, please?
This is without the state control.
Yes, I worked in the toddler room, and we used to have kids that would come in. Now, mind you, their moms would drop them off. Single mothers would drop them off with their sippy cups filled with Pepsi and a bag of M&Ms, and then they would run around and act crazy, and then they would send in the state social services to observe the child to see what they need to do with the child's behavior.
And hang on a second. Let me guess. They're ADHD and, you know what, they can't help themselves, so we need to put them on some dangerous psychotropic drugs and help the pharmaceutical companies make $100 to $200 million a day off the ignorance of the American people because they've left off chastising their children because they left off loving their children. Oh, interesting point, and this is the reason I bring it up. Just yesterday, the one that created ADHD on his deathbed, my friends, you know what he said? He said it is a fictitious disease. Of course it is. Of course it is. The disease, if there was one, it's the parents' faults, not the kids.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
That's right.
These are dangerous street drugs that used to be illegal in the 50s, friends. Of course it's a fictitious disease. And you can't justify it.
So first you have children that are born out of wedlock now. Why? Because society has said, well, it's not a big deal to get a divorce. We'll condone that with the state. We'll protect that from the state. Then you move forward and you say, hey, now you've got kids that are coming in, single mothers dropping their kids off. Now what should we do? Should we give a kid two daddies? Is that going to help out his psyche? Is that going to give the shrinks what they want? Oh, there's a stable child. He has two mothers. Or he has two fathers. And guess what? As we find out, as we dig a little bit deeper, how many homosexual couples want to adopt kids because of why? To use these little children. Folks,
well, that's what we're finding out anyways. This is the low-hanging fruit on their trees, my friend, yes.
It doesn't take long for it to manifest itself either. In that same daycare center, you had little kids listening to music like Britney Spears, the Backstreet Boys. This was a decade ago, folks.
Yes.
And what were the kids doing? Taking off each other's clothes and making out. These are toddlers.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with that.
Express yourself. That's freedom of speech, according to
Congress. Who's subjecting their children in the first place to watch these little immoral creeps?
There's where it starts.
Right? Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. Midway. Friends, we're going to finish this letter. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Rather insane.
That is extreme. Can you imagine some of the blue hairs out there?
Fascinating.
Just flutter out. That's all, with all due respect.
Yes.
You know what?
Flutter all the way.
You know, you can never make fun of an old person, folks, because we're on our way.
That's right.
You know, we need to respect them, folks. I seen a picture one time of a young Chinaman, because they show respect and honor for the elders. And it made me, seriously, and I'm feeling it right now, too, and I'm dead serious when I'm saying this. But it was a picture of where he made himself into a chair to let his dad sit on his lap. And it was the sweetest, coolest thing. Folks, we need to respect the older generations, especially those that are willing and have done their part to preserve the freedoms that we have. I'm not talking about, you know, those that could care less. I'm talking about those that really care. High five them. The veterans, of course, high five them. Cops, we've got a lot of cop friends. High five them. Good people in government, high five them. Man, and the way you high five them is stand up for the same thing that they're standing up for, and that's our freedoms and the preservation of our country. Tomorrow, I understand, we're going to be on national television. I went to Florida last month, did a hour segment with Jerry Newcomb from Truth in Action?
Truth in Action.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I understand it's supposed to be on at 7:30 tomorrow on national television.
Yeah.
So when you see the guy with long hair, that's me. If I look good, that's for sure me. If it's not, you see a pudgy
guy. Stunt double. Stunt double.
It may be.
That's right. That's Coral Ridge Ministries TV. Coral Ridge Ministries TV, the late Dr. D. James Kennedy.
And I spent some time with that guy. He was cool. He was the real deal.
He actually spoke at the church there. And that spurred Jerry Newcomb to say, hold on a second, who is this guy? And then the Florida incident happened at Spanish River.
Yes.
He said, I've got to get this guy on TV. Memorial Day special. It's going to be fantastic, folks. I haven't seen it yet, but I do know that it's going to be fantastic.
Jake, now I got a question for you. It's serious. It's a serious question. I did an interview yesterday for an hour
And Liberty Roundtable.
Yeah, Sam Bushman.
And I was only supposed to be on for like 15 minutes, and then you told me 20 minutes, and that was fine.
Yeah.
And then about the halfway mark, he said, can you stay with us? And I obliged him.
He said, that was nice of you.
This is what he said to me. Well, no, it's very draining.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
interviews?
It's not like I'm sitting around doing a whole lot of nothing all day, right? I mean, this is a national ministry, international ministry.
That's right.
But what's interesting here is he called me complex. I mean, do you think I'm a complex dude?
Oh, I think there's so much going on that to the average mind, if they're not entrenched in it, they would see it as very complex. Absolutely.
Remember Kavalosky from New York Times, that reporter?
Mr. Serge.
For 3 weeks, he interviewed me. 3 weeks.
I loved his text messages.
He, you know what?
Can you send me this?
I like Serge. And anybody says anything bad about Serge, you know what? I'll defend him at this point.
Yeah.
And because he printed the truth, and that's exactly, he was an investigative reporter, and he kept his word.
Yeah.
And he didn't take anything out.
Very fair.
In every sense of the word.
Yes,
and I'm being honest about this. Now, listen, I'm trying to be careful with my words because I really do like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he reported the truth.
Yeah.
We were on the front page, New York Times, the making of an accolade with Michelle Bachmann. And he actually reported verbatim, line upon line, the truth.
That's right.
There was no fabrications. Nothing was contrived. There was no half-truths. He did his homework, and that's what he reported. And by the way, that's what he was supposed to do. But one day he asked me, he said, Bradley, goes, so what do you and your family do at night? And I said to him, well, we watch Little House on the Prairie. Oh, I hope I didn't just burst somebody's bubble out there.
Why?
Bradley, because I've heard people say, Bradley Dean, he's 50 feet tall.
I've heard he's 50.
I am William Wallace.
You're not William Wallace. William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Know the now.
Aye, and if he were here, he'd consume the English.
Yes, but we don't want to go any further than
lightning
that
from his eyes.
Yes. Yes. And vapors from his backside.
That's right.
But now what's interesting is he said, Bradley, he goes, my manager thinks that you're a real interesting, complex kind of a guy.
Nice.
And I've heard that
well
quite a
said.
Bit. Now, I've heard Charles Spurgeon can think on 4 to 7 levels at the same time.
Amazing.
And I know for some people that listen, it's probably hard for them to follow.
Yeah.
Look up the word genius really quick. Tell me what that says.
I'm actually posting I'm posting this New York Times article. It's called Michelle Bachmann and the Making of an Acolyte. It was on the front page of the style section on a Sunday.
Yes.
Top fold. You flip open the first fold because it comes in sections.
Mm-hmm.
First one, it's like, bang!
It was
there's
cool.
There's a picture of Michelle and Bradley right next to each other.
My old rocker pictures. But they did ask questions.
Oh, and
questions.
Then that was
yep,
there,
yep.
too, yeah.
And then he asked me, he said, so what kind of music do you like? And I said, I really like Bill Conti. You remember Karate Kid from the 80s and the 90s
yeah.
and Rocky? Dun, 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 dun. My kids, when they talk about Rocky...
Yeah?
I'll say, but do you remember Brocky? You know, Bradley Dean, Bradley, Brocky. You get
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Because Rocky's my big brother, right?
Relation?
No, but I just want... No.
Oh, you're saying you're
really,
Brocky.
I'm not Italiano.
You're
you know?
Brocky.
And I'm not...
That's true. You ain't Catholic.
I got more than a bag of rocks up on my shoulders.
Hey, you know, that was really mean, you know? I mean, you know, you got to say something like that, huh? Whiz,
you sounded more like the mammoth on Ice Age than you did Rocky, dude.
It's the hair. It makes me look poofy.
In the irony years, you look like Sid. I mean...
I can't do Sid. I can't do Sid.
Dang it.
Good.
Why
but
do I always got to belittle the other
how
guy?
I
figured you would come in with that.
Anyone who can.
I mean, yesterday I'm looking for a spanked baby for Kurt Zellers, and what is she doing?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, you.
But the second Sid comes up, you got his voice, don't you?
But you guys got to keep in mind something. Our producer, Carrie, can I bring up the fact that you're kind of like troll-like?
Troll-hogging.
You know what she does with them?
I'll bring it up.
Her husband brought flowers down to her for Mother's Day, and I thought that was really
nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
Her husband's a sweet
guy. I mean, if I look like him, I'd probably bring flowers to her every day of my life.
Remember, I still like
him. He's
you.
A handsome dude, though. As a matter of fact, I got a
stud,
posted
man.
Picture of him
yeah.
on my fan page on Sons of Liberty.
And it gets
Bradley
a
Dean.
Lot
Bradley
of action,
Dean. Yes,
too.
It does. He's a great looking. He's the kind of guy you just want to cuddle.
Yes.
But listen, Carrie.
He's a good cuddler.
Takes her plants and she keeps them in the back room. In the studio where there's no light.
I don't understand why.
I mean, the only light she gets is when we're in
here. So I can look at them?
Oh!
Why? What do you buy me flowers if I can't look at them?
Well, you got to put them in the sun so they blossom.
Do you ever go in the sun? Do you ever get any sun, Carrie?
I was thinking about switching offices to a sunroom.
So let's get back to the point here, in all seriousness. No, but he did say that. He said you're complex. And it's like,
wow, well, that's right. That's how this started.
Okay, I got a couple things going on here, okay?
I did post the New York Times article on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, by the way.
Say that again?
The Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I just posted the New York Times article, Michelle Bachman, The Making of an Acolyte with Bradley Dean.
Yeah.
You got to check it out, folks. Okay. Really good.
Proper definition, complex or complex, to Webster's 1828, composed of two or more parts or things. Composite, not simple, including two or more particles connected. I'll take that as a compliment because remember when Peter and James, remember, and John, they said to him that they're unlearned and ignorant men, but they perceived that they were with Jesus? I'll take that. I'll take that I'm a fool for Christ. I'll take that God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the things that are wise. I'll take that he chose the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. I'll take that.
Absolutely.
Why? Because then he glories in glories alone. That no flesh should glory in the presence of the Lord. So let me get back to my letter. In 2010, I wrote a letter to, listen to me, friends. See, just so you understand to the degree that we go to make sure the right thing is done. I wrote a letter to all of the school districts, as well as all of the state representatives in Minnesota. Every single one of them, friends. Every school in this state received one of the letters that I'm about to read to you. And so did every representative prior to us getting there. Okay? And I was warning of the destructive consequences of the radical homosexual agenda. And here are some shocking, and they are, statistics which included in the letter that I wrote to them. Captain William Riddle of the Los Angeles Police Department says 30,000 sexually abused children in Los Angeles were victims of homosexuals. About one-third of all sexual abuse cases among children are committed by homosexuals. And about 0.5% of all such cases among foster children are committed by homosexual providers. And please consider that less than 2% of America is gay. 50% of the calls to a hotline to report queer bashing involved domestic violence, i.e. homosexuals beating up other homosexuals.
Gosh, can I stop that for a second?
Please.
Because, I mean, these stats.
It's sick, isn't it, dude?
I've heard them before, but the point that you just brought up, these percentages, you're like, well, that's not a majority. This is of 2% of the population.
Yeah.
So it makes it a hyper-concentrate. Anytime these crimes happen,
good point,
they're happening by a small minority of people over and over again, repeatedly.
It's a government agenda.
It is right now.
Chai Feldblum that works for the Obama
compelling interest.
That's exactly right.
And how many has he appointed in the administration, and how has he tried to radicalize legislation, our military?
225 of them in federal positions, friends.
For one purpose, and it's not your best interest.
That's
folks.
Right. There's a notable homosexual group consisting of thousands of members known as the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And this is a child-molesting homosexual group whose cry is sex before eight, before it's too late. This group can be seen marching in most major homosexual parades across the United States. Homosexuals commit about 33% of all reported child molestations in the United States.
Okay, I got to stop that again.
Yes.
33%, that's one out of every three, is committed by 2% of the population.
Because,
that is insane.
Because 98% sit back and allow it.
That's right. That's exactly right.
73% of all homosexuals have had sex with boys under 19 years of age. Many homosexuals admit that they are pedophiles. The love between men and boys is at the foundation of homosexuality, said they. At least 20% of homosexuals approve of homosexual sex between children and adults. Who's advocating these crimes, friends? What did Chelf Labelum say?
It brings forth a compelling government interest.
That's right. Why? To overthrow the sovereignty, to bring down by force their agenda.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know, I was just thinking that this is good live radio, by the way, and I just wanted to high five you. I thought it's been really good, and the best way to say thank you to me is to take me out to Ruth Chris's,
Ruth's steakhouse
in Minneapolis, second to none.
I heard there's a lot of folks down there that
in Kentucky too.
Like straight people.
Remember we went to the one in Kentucky?
Yeah, I do.
On
during
top of the building?
Tornado?
Yeah.
It was happening?
Yeah.
With Matt Labesh from the Weekly Standard?
Yeah, who went on the road with us for a week. Well, now you're going to have to post that too.
Yep.
Well, Matt Labesh from the Weekly Standard actually, because now you posted New York Times. I just seen that with Michelle Bachman.
It's up there.
But Matt Labesh called us up and said, hey, from the New York Weekly Standard, I'm sorry, and said, listen, I need to get on the road with you guys for a week. So when we were doing high school. So he came out with us, and he did a 5-page report on us.
Very
and he said,
done.
He called the article, he named it, What Would Jesus Rap?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very fair, too.
Yeah. You know what else was cool? There's a couple of things of camaraderie. Number one, you know, I'm not going to give them glory, but we shared an affinity for a certain musical group that...
are you talking about the Toy Story, dude?
Back in the old days. No.
To infinity and...
Oh.
Man, I don't know why I'm remembering this stuff like from the
90s. But remember, he loved... Little House on the Prairie, and there's a certain episode where the Russian man has a daughter named Olga.
Yes.
And,
Olga.
You know, she has one of her legs is longer than
Ingalls,
the other.
Ingalls, I told you not to meddle.
So, of course, Charles makes her a wooden shoe.
You better not be making fun of Charles.
Charles?
Yes.
I would never do that.
Do you know what his real name was? Is Eugene Horowitz.
Crazy. We got a picture of you standing right there in Simi Valley.
Yes.
Dude, did somebody post that? I don't have enough time.
That was my family. It really honestly was. It was the only family I had. I kid you negative. That man God used to raise me up in a lot of ways. There was never an episode that I watched where I did not sit and cry like a fat baby with a wet diaper on all by myself.
I
wouldn't let anybody. I'd go home right after school. I'd eat shredded wheat with lots of sugar and milk, and I would turn on Little House on the Prairie.
I went to my neighbor after we took pictures in Simi Valley.
Yeah.
Which we'll put on the Facebook, folks. That's
man,
where
this
they
is just
filmed.
Real, yeah.
We're still talking about Matt Labesh, though, because he had an affinity for Little House on the Prairie, too.
Oh, okay.
But I went to my neighbor. I'm like, hey, we were just in Simi Valley, Little House on the Prairie. I loved that show, he said. He's probably 40-something, I think, or something. Everybody knew Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, yeah.
Wholesome,
people
no swearing,
try to hide it.
Family,
yeah.
Christian values through the whole show.
Even the school bullies, you know, normal bullies back then, everybody had them. You know, you had to deal with them.
That's right.
Until you beat them up.
That's right.
And then you became best friends. But isn't it interesting that they would even go home and watch Little House on the Prairie? They go downstairs and lock themselves in the basement and turn on Pa.
That's right.
Great show.
Yes.
Not every single one, but 90% of them were awesome, second to none.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Little House on the Prairie, Eugene Horowitz, Michael Landon, as you know him, actually made a covenant with God. He said that he would do what the Lord wanted him to do. He prayed that prayer, and what came out of it? Little House on the Prairie.
Yep.
He acknowledged God in almost every single show.
That's right.
Amen.
It was there. That was the standard. There's even one where a little kid gets healed.
Yeah.
I mean, going beyond the fact of, the Bible and praying and stuff like that, not that that's bad. Of course that's good, but I'm saying it's not religiosity. There was the power of God there.
Yeah. Well, he even attacked false preachers in his show, even went beyond the call. You know, Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. There was even a portion where Reverend Alden wouldn't and didn't believe God for his miracles. He said he didn't have enough faith to see one of Charles's sons come out of a coma, and Charles went to God himself, built an altar to God, and God actually sent lightning and revived his son. By the way, I'm getting a witness on all this stuff, dude. Jesus Christ is alive forevermore, friends. He just, he is, and there's no getting around it.
No way.
Yeah.
We're walking in it.
It's a great place to be when you're a believer that believes the whole inerrant word of God, not bits and portions. Remember Mark Twain said?
Yeah.
The only problem that he has with scriptures?
Yeah, it's not what he doesn't understand about scripture. It's what he does understand.
That's right. The ones that he does know.
Those ones just seem to
those are the ones you hold on to. It's like, Lord, work this cross through me, right? But anyways, let's get back to my letter. We got to finish this up because we want to hit one more point before the end of the show. Go ahead, Jim.
And I just posted the Weekly Standard article right on the Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. We're also going to post those pictures of us in Simi Valley, folks. It was an awesome
Wait
trip.
A second. I heard us in there. That was right
was
up there.
Somebody had to take the pictures.
I know, but I don't think there's us in any picture unless you transposed it.
You just can't see me. You know what's funny about the New York Times picture?
But wait a second. Now you're going from Simi Valley to back to New York Times to Matt
Labesh. Like it was transposed.
Yeah.
That picture of the New York Times, just want everybody to know, there's a guy next to Bradley in the window.
Oh.
And he's got a great smile. You got to see this guy smile.
I do call that divine. I do that. It's a picture from the Minnesota State Fair, friends. When we would do live radio in the state of Minnesota, it was not more than 5 minutes. We had our booth surrounded with people. And the reason is because Christ said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto you. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, the whack jobs wanted to get involved.
Yeah.
That's if we weren't out street preaching.
Yep.
Peaching.
We got out there. You
peaching.
Got. I mean, you're live. You're with people, so you include
Love
people.
Love it. Nobody drew
that again
a crowd like we did, Jake.
It's good to do that again this year.
Yeah, you have to confront the issues, right?
I wonder if we can set that up.
And you'll find that 90% of the people around your booth are righteous, but they remain silent.
Yeah, it's kind of like
and
this.
Here you get Mr. Big Mouth in the back who wants to give you his opinion, not the principles of who we are, but his opinion. And what does he do? He draws a crowd for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so did you want to get back to Simi Valley now? Because we went to Reagan Library right before we went to Simi Valley.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of favor for us to get in there in the first place.
Yeah, big airplane in there, too.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's pretty much done.
Oh,
pretty
my close. Goodness. Okay. Anyway, so you heard in part my letter here, friends. The letter of an indictments, or the letter of indictments, to the state of Minnesota, the front homosexual marriage to end school children. Friends, after seeing these violations that I shared with you, which, by the way, was only half, if you'd like to check out one of our commentaries online, please do. Jake, you can tell them where that is.
Yeah, we just posted it. It's a big text art. You'll see it.
Okay. On Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Minnesota has ignored these warnings to their own demise. If any of our students, now listen carefully, friends. If any of our students are punished for their beliefs or violated by perverted sexual deviant criminals,
Minnesota schools and state representatives should be and will be held legally accountable. In other words, what we're telling you, and we're letting the state of Minnesota, all the reps know, all the schools already know. They know 2 years ago, and they knew 2 years ago as to all these stats that I gave, but they attacked me anyways. Along with the help of the state-run media, namely the Star and Tribune in Minneapolis. They call it the Communist News in Minnesota here.
Red Star.
Yep. They went after me, all the while knowing that I didn't say what they said that I said. That's why we sued Rachel Maddow for $50 million. But these reps, friends, it's important that you let your reps know that if a crime is committed towards any of these children, you will bring to the parents of any child that's violated of your knowledge and letting them know that these reps already knew the crimes that were committed that just took place concerning your child. Mm-hmm. And they need to be held legally accountable as well. But they need to be held legally accountable before they actually pass on law.
Yeah.
Is really what it comes down to. And I end with this. A preacher friend of mine just reminded me where the state of Minnesota, listen carefully to me, you corrupt fools. A preacher friend of mine just reminded me where the state of Minnesota just put themselves. Throw rocks at God and you will learn how gravity works. Look at history if you don't get the picture, friends. That's
right. History approves of justice. It always happens. It's a fixed standard. Just like the arc of justice bends towards truth, I think is the quote. If you look at what's happening in your country right now, you can see, prophetically speaking, this radio program is right on that curve. Wow, I think you turned up my volume.
Oh.
On that curve, you have justice. That's always the answer. That's what we're going to always bring to you. We've posted some videos. Even what you're talking about, Bradley, we went to the Capitol when the governor, who's an empty suit, folks, I knocked on his door. I tried to get in there and personally talk to him because we've had discussions before. There was kids there. They are the end of this. It's the school children. It's those that are willfully led along and deceived as kids because they want to trust in something. And so what do they want to trust in? They want to trust in adults. Adults don't know better in this case, folks. There's a video that
we posted on
there.
Not these adults that have never grown up.
That's right.
Sorry about that.
And if they're not going to listen, like you said, Bradley, they need to be held accountable. Because they're willfully rejecting, they're willfully closing their ears to true judgment and to true light.
I believe because they're guilty of the crimes. There's no question about it. I mean, one of these supposed legislators' friends was busted in Duluth, Minnesota for having oral sex with a 17-year-old, a minor. He was busted. So you can rest assured there's more of this going on in the capital in the state of Minnesota here.
And a great point to this, folks, and I'm just asking the question. The Speaker of the House at that time was a conservative, the conservative majority. Why in the world would they allow one of their colleagues to do something like that and not impeach him and throw him out immediately for that type of conduct?
No, you can't do that. Hey, listen, you stone and you kill those that are coming to tell you the truth.
That's true.
Because we're compromisers ourselves. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will, ask the Lord, will rise up for me against evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness?
On Facebook today, folks, you can buy The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, exactly what exemplified that scripture verse. We did a DVD. It's an hour long. It's only $10. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Talk to you next week, and thank you for your donations, folks.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, Bradley Dean, or Sons of Liberty Radio.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.